gang raped by God. If I'm doing it right, you should gag and choke on my third trimester aborted. Poems are souls and bones, indented prints and exercised spirits. After God gang rapes me, I give birth to angels at sunrise. Plagiarize virgins and math professors, calculating the thermodynamics of innocence, seasoning itself, savoring itself, a spiral pathed map, looping in and out of articulation, undefinably refined refrigerator, magnet eyes, timing the distance true love requires to adequately heal before it can reveal. The polar extremes paired by our two stars, birthed union breathes a heart's boundaries are lawless territories. I'm waiting at a cafe next to the only payphone for hundreds of miles, letting human tradition guide my movements like water, surrendering to the river grooves its ancestors architectualized. I'm praying to broken egg yolks, no different than bishops and rows. Married crucifixion's father had a daughter who wore diamonds on the inside of her gold-threaded clothes, so how does a snake decipher the sand grain sum total? How do we take census or create consensus with all these self-governing children? I stamp these letters with the light signs that guide a hawk's flight from condemnation to salvation, taking self-portraits along the way, waiting for a future date when a species will be ready to see itself reflected in the surface surrounding it. I'm cacti, cooked slow, aspiring to be so much more than these flesh-vesseled containers inside containers can't contain. The winged breadth of imagination is universal. I see myself not seeing myself. Body language a blind person can read. The flower buds over wounded soil, enriching itself out of love for a God it can never understand or know. Too close to hold, your heart grows inside my own soul. Potted devotion, last ditch effort to migrate a generation refusing to exhale. I'm spinning in circles faster than five dervishes and fast forward on another planet in zero gravity, praying for rain and pregnancy. Both sides meet in the undisclosed middle's dark center, unacknowledged meaning-filled eyes contact dancing while deliberately denying the whole truth like a lactose intolerant milk addict. Baby in an old body, begging to lose all the expensive junk you've worked so hard to purchase, a testament to your deservingness. So I sit by the sun-drenched windowsill, whispering mantras that morph into mandalas, painting legions of monks meditating inside your seeking for a reason, kissing your startled beauty yoga asanas on an altar in the middle of an intersection for prayers en route to and from motherboards. So come aboard. Bankrupt language begging for handouts, piecing together enough sense to buy a styrofoam cup, half full, half empty of coffee to wake up in a cardboard box on a sidewalk outside a bookstore with a book that has a description so rich. Well, let's just say I can see the treasure buried inside you. I can see your army officers hoping for a coup, village leaders wanting to be pillaged, asking for an asteroid to come and excite the sky, destroy the earth, expedite the process of seeing you who we refuse to speak of even in church. I see you, exhausted with the music, singing for a ceasefire, perched on a live wire, becoming a flying stone, falling through the motions, too humble to think of mutiny. Fish trained in schools to swim a certain way, and a rug that was never meant to be finished. I see you laying in the sand, pretending to be a corpse, finding a surprise wish you missed in your analysis, a wrench in the maker's sixth wrist, twisting a sudden sense that this is that and that is this.